Conversations occurring this week will hopefully lead to actions in the weeks to follow. That's what the Stratford Fire Prevention Department is saying about Fire Prevention Week. Scott Petrie, Director of Fire Prevention at the Stratford Fire Department, told Stratford Today that this year the focus for the week is, cooking safety starts with you. Pay attention to fire prevention. According to the National Fire Protection Association, cooking is the leading cause of home fires, with nearly half involving cooking equipment. Fires, whether started in the kitchen or elsewhere, always seem like something that happens to other people, Petrie warned, until it happens to you. We had a fire a number of years ago, Petrie recalled. It was during the hockey playoffs and the people had served some oil to heat some French fries or something deep fried. They went downstairs, something happened in the hockey game, and they come up to the kitchen on fire. Everyone was able to get out and the fire was extinguished, but the fire could have been catastrophic if they had watched the hockey game for a little bit longer. It potentially could have been way worse, Petrie said. In keeping with the theme of the week, Petrie and his colleague Andrew Rogerson have some advice. Stand by your pan, Petrie said. Life is so busy and hectic and it's not slowing down for anybody. Someone's always at your door or your phone's ringing or you get distracted with something on the TV or tablet or email that it's easy to forget something and become complacent. To avoid casually forgetting about something cooking on the stove, they recommend bringing the spatula in your hand, or keeping your oven mitts on. It may sound silly, he said, but it can be a helpful reminder. Additionally, they recommend that anything flammable be kept away from the stove and oven, to be aware of kids and pets in the home, and never use water to extinguish a grease fire. In the event of a fire, it's best to eliminate one of the three components needed for fire: fuel, heat, or oxygen. A fitted lid for a pan is best if a fire flares up on the stovetop. If you're barbecuing and a fire starts, turn off the propane tank. Keeping calm and measured is the hardest part when a fire occurs, but it can be the most important thing. Have a plan, Rogerson advised. Take 5 minutes, sit down with your family, come up with an emergency plan. Do you have a meeting place outside? Do you know where you're going to, how you're gonna get out, who's gonna be responsible for little Billy? If you can plan in advance, then whenever the situation arises, you'll be better prepared. Fire Prevention Week is October 8 to 14. Aside from this year's focus on kitchen safety, education on fire prevention is also crucial. Petrie and Rogerson have numerous school assemblies planned, fire drills, and a social and traditional media campaign meant to educate Stratford residents about fire prevention. Aside from Facebook and local radio stations, residents can find Petrie and Rogerson at a booth outside Canadian Tire, where they have information and advice available for anyone passing by. Petrie and Rogerson also recommended that residents consider their home detectors. It is required by law for every home to have smoke detectors and fire alarms. For anyone that is worried about if their own detectors are out of date or not, or where they can find replacements, Petrie and Rogerson recommend getting in contact with the fire department for some advice. As they said, they are in the business of education, not handing out fines. Rogerson said that the work they do this week and beyond is of vital importance. The fire department doesn't have a crystal ball and can't say when the next big house fire will be, but they can educate residents so that everyone is better prepared for when it does happen. If we can make the difference in one life or potentially save one life this week, Rogerson said, then our job is a success.